What's up? I'm Ryan Eddy.
I'm Jackson Snow.
And this is another episode of Sideline Stories today. As you guys can see by the title, we're doing top 25 NBA players of all time. How we're doing it, we're splitting it into two episodes. We're doing 25 to 10 today in backwards order. And then we're going to do another episode of 10 to 1. And before this starts, make sure you guys like, subscribe, all that good stuff. And let's jump straight into it with my 25 greatest NBA player of all time, David Robinson. Over 20,000 points, over 10,000 rebounds, 2,500 assists, 3,000 blocks, 2 rings, an MVP, 10 times All-NBA, 4-time first-team All-NBA, 10-time All-Star, and a lot of guys don't have this, but he has the 8-time All-Defensive Team, and 4 of those were first teams. The Defensive Player of the Year, and he has... Well, yeah, those are his stats. But anyways, he was an elite two-way score or two-way big man. He's a dominant scorer, a shot blocker. He was the 1994 scoring champion, which included a 71-point game. And that's my resume for David Robinson. That's why he's number 25. I know you have him a little bit higher.
Yeah, I
a little bit higher, but it's in the same ballpark. It's in the same ballpark. Yeah. So So wait, are you doing tiers?
I'm not doing tiers, but like I'm kind of like basing it off of like some guys are interchangeable.
Okay.
Like your preference.
Yeah.
But at my 20, oh yeah, little disclaimer. I don't have many plumbers on here. You can hate me if you want to. I'm just that guy. I just don't really like plumbers that much. But number 25, I have Kawhi Leonard. His career averages are 20 points, 6.3 rebounds, and 3 assists. He is a 2-time champion on 2 different teams, 2-times finals MVP, 2 different teams obviously, 6-time All-Star, 6-time All-NBA, 2-time Defensive Player of the Year, and 3-time All-Defensive First Team. This guy has shown at the highest level that he performs in the playoffs. He is one of the greatest playoff performers of all time. He plays on both sides. He's really good. He's a two-way player, and he knows how to get the job done. And besides a lot of these guys, he has had not a lot of instances, but he's been regarded as the best player in the league after the 2019 finals. People were saying that. And a lot of people on this list have never done that. So I think he is warranted a top 25 spot.
Yeah, one thing about Kawhi, you talk about those stats, those career averages. Those were really lowered by the first few years of his career,
yeah,
where he was on the Greg Popovich coach Spurs with Tim Duncan, who was just coming off a slight decline in his career, and the rest of that super team. So I really don't think you can hold his numbers against him as far as not being on top 25 list. That being said, I personally don't have him on the top 25 list. I'm not saying he's not close, but
I think he's like right on the cusp.
Yeah, he is right on the cusp, so you can put him in or out. But me personally, I just put in a few more plumbers, and honestly, at the end of the day, they probably took the spot of Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, Kawhi Leonard, he's a dog, and he's warranted on my top 25.
Yeah, all right, that's fair. So 24, I have Bob Pettit, one of the plumbers I was talking about. Over 20,000 points, almost 13,000 rebounds, almost 2,300 assists, 1 ring, 2 MVPs. Okay, and this is really why I have him on the list right here. 11 times All-NBA, 10-time first-team All-NBA, 11-time All-Star. He won the first MVP ever in 1956. He was the first power forward superstar. He was basically Karl Malone and Tim Duncan before they were around. He dropped 50 points in Game 6 of the 1958 Finals to win his only ring. He never averaged below 20 points in any season in his career. And to me, that warrants a top 24 spot.
Yeah, two plumbers that I kind of were debating about were John Havlicek and Bob Pettit. They were kind of on the cusp, but at the end of the day, I just chose modern players because I like them more. Number 24, I have Giannis Antetokounmpo. His career averages are 23.8 points, 9.9 rebounds, and 4.9 assists. He's a one-time champion, one-time finals MVP, 7-time All-NBA, 8-time All-Star, 5-time All-Defense, 1-time Defensive Player of the Year, and 1 Most Improved Player. Not many people have done this. In a closeout game, he dropped 50 points in the finals. really an amazing finals performance for Giannis Antetokounmpo. And him and Jokic, I really think, can climb this list the more that their career goes on.
Yeah, and actually, speaking of Giannis, he was my 23. Really? So, yeah, that was pretty close.
Yeah.
I said he had one of the greatest finals runs, individual finals runs, in NBA history. Ended it with the 50-burger, went straight to Chick-fil-A, got 50 McNuggets. But he's the most physically dominant player since Shaq.
Yeah.
And anytime you're in the same sentence as Shaq, that has to be the highest of compliments. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Shaq. We both had the same birthday yesterday. But but yeah, so that's why he's my 23. I do think there's room for him to go up, but probably not with Kyle Kuzma.
Sad to see how the Bucks blew that whole team up. They were winning finals, and then they decided to trade everybody. But that doesn't take anything away from Giannis. Giannis is a top 25 player, and I think he's only going to rise the more that he gets more accolades.
Yep.
My number 23 is Dirk Nowitzki. 20.7 points, 7.5 rebounds, and 2.4 assists. One-time champion, one-time finals MVP, one-time MVP, four-time All-Star, 11-time All-NBA. This guy had the greatest playoff run by any superstar, in my opinion. That Heat team was no joke. They went through a lot of really good teams. And at the end of the day, he beat LeBron, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh.
And not just them, by the way. He beat that Kobe team.
Yeah, he beat that Kobe team. Did he beat the Thunder?
He did beat that Thunder team with Russ, Harden, and KD, too.
Yeah, he beat them. Like, this dude didn't even have the best supporting cast. He had, like, what's his name? Jason Terry. And, what's that? J.J. Barea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, his supporting cast wasn't that good, but that's why he's number 23 on my list.
Okay, real quick, before I get in, well, I got into my 23, but you mentioned Dirk, and we know you have Jokic on your list. I want to know, how is he ahead, or how is Jokic ahead of Dirk at this point?
Dirk was never regarded as the best player in the league, and Jokic has been the best player in the NBA in the modern era for like 4 years.
Right, but Dirk has so much more longevity. I feel like it's warranted that he has to be above. At this point, Dirk has over double the amount of points, 4,000 more rebounds.
You can argue that Jokic has better accolades already. He has 3 MVPs, and he has a finals and a finals MVP. He was really good in that finals.
Dirk's a 14-time All-Star, 12-time All-NBA. I think you have to put him above.
To me,
it was close. I had them one apart. They're coming up pretty soon, both of them. But for me, I put Dirk above. I put Dirk a little bit higher. I wouldn't even put Dirk that close to Giannis. You had Giannis in your 24. I would give Dirk some separation from Giannis.
I mean, it's a tough list. I'm a big Jokic guy, so I don't know. Obviously, like, they're all in the, like I was talking about, the same tier. Like, they're all interchangeable. Like, it's just what you preference, but I'm a big Jokic guy, and I think David Robinson, I only really put him above because he could play both sides of the ball really well. But, I mean, it's just preference at the end of the day, and it was a tough list to make. These were one of the harder rankings to do, the 25 through 20 range. I think that was a really tough decision for me to make. But at the end of the day, I chose Jokic just based off his dominance.
Okay, and at 22, we're on 22.
22, I have Dwayne Wade.
Oh, I like that.
I have Dwayne Wade, 22 points, 4.7 rebounds, and 5.4 assists, 3-time champion, 1-time finals MVP, 13-time All-Star, 8-time All-NBA. This dude, Dwayne Wade, he's regarded as the third best shooting guard of all time, and if you're in that tier, I think you're warranted a top 25 place on this list. And he's one of the best Robins of all time, and if not the best Robin, but he showed that he could do it on his own, and he has a Finals MVP. He's really good.
Yeah, I'm a Heat fan. Unfortunately, Dwayne Wade didn't make my list. I love you, Dwayne Wade. You were probably 26, but you didn't make my list. And
that's surprising.
Yeah, the Plumbers probably went over you. And at my 22, another Plumber, Bob Cousy.
Yeah,
almost 17,000 points, 4,700 rebounds, 7K assists, 6 rings.
See, that's where you lose me.
6 rings. 1 MVP, 12-time All-NBA, 10-time first-team All-NBA, 13-time All-Star. These are LeBron accolades right here. He was the Kyrie Irving of the Plumbers. He led the league in assists for 8 consecutive years. He advanced the game with his handles and passing. They were calling him a wizard. He was literally Kyrie Irving before Kyrie Irving. And I'm not going to take away the era you played in, the competition, because at the end of the day, those were that's what you were given. Those were the circumstances you were granted, and I'm not going to hold that against you. I'm not going to say you were better than the players today, but also at the same time, you advanced the game so much, I have to give you your flowers. If the players that were today, of the players of today, were growing up and spent time in that era, they probably wouldn't be as good as Bob Cousy. Bob Cousy would still be the best ball handler in the NBA. And yeah, he advanced the game almost as much as anyone else in that time, and that's why I have him at my 22.
I mean, you made valid points. I mean, I'm just not a big Plumber guy. But, I mean, you're backing up what you're saying. I mean, that's the reason why you're ranking him.
Yeah.
I don't hold that against you.
Yeah.
At my 21, I have David Robinson. Obviously, you went over his stats. The only reason why he's not higher is because he didn't win anything before Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan got there, and then he started winning. But his averages are 21.1 points, 10.6 rebounds, 2.5 assists, two-time champion, 10-time All-Star, one-time MVP, one-time defense player of the year, 10-time All-NBA, and 8-time All-Defense. That 8-time All-Defense stood out to me. He was the ultimate guy who could run in transition. That he was an athletic freak specimen, whatever you want to call him. Was in the Navy before the NBA. But yeah, he's warranted a top 25 spot on my list.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I had him a little bit earlier, so it wasn't far off. But for my 21, I have Moses Malone, almost 30,000 points, almost 18,000 rebounds, almost 50% from the field, a ring, 3 MVPs, 8-time All-NBA, 4-time first team, 13-time All-Star, 5-time ABA All-Star, 2-time defensive team, all-defensive team, 1-time first team. He was the greatest offensive rebounder of all time. He is. He led the NBA in offensive rebounds 6 times, and he had a 20-year career of straight buckets and boards, and those are the two most important stats in basketball, points and rebounds. And yeah, for me, just to be that dominant for that long, you're gonna get up there. So that's why he's my 21. And
I do have Moses Malone on my list. He was hard to rank because I didn't want to be too biased towards Jokic, so I kept him at 20.
Do you have another Malone on your list?
No. Yeah.
No?
See, this is where y'all might lose me. He is a child predator. Didn't feel like ranking him. You got that.
He was a child predator before his career, though.
That's even worse.
It is even worse. But like, everyone allowed it, and like, everyone knew of it. And he still got buckets.
I don't like how you're defending this guy.
I'm just saying. It's not that radical to say, yes, he's probably a bad person, and yes, things he did are wrong. Person. However, his career, just on a solely objective basis, basis, his career is warranted of a top 25, despite what he did. Right. And by the way, it's not like he did it in... After his career, everybody knew what he did as he was dominating. Well, dominating. He wasn't really dominating. Michael Jordan was dominating. But as he was racking up MVPs, as he was racking up his accolades. So, should he have played in the NBA? Should David Stern have done something?
But
maybe.
This is my list. Y'all can hate me all y'all want in the comments, but I didn't feel like ranking this child predator. And I felt like might as well add somebody else who I do like instead of...
And so this is number 20?
Yeah, number 20, I have Nikola Jokic.
Oh, me too. Yeah. Perfect. Okay, here we go.
21.5 points, 10.9 rebounds, 7.2 assists, 3-time MVP, 1-time champion, 1-time finals MVP, 6-time All-Star, 6-time All-NBA. This dude, bro, I wanted to rank him higher, but I didn't want... I don't know. I didn't know if it was warranted yet. He's going to for sure... He might be top 10 by the end of his career. But he... Obviously, I'm a huge Jokic guy. He is dominating the league right now. And he's putting up stats that are unheard of. And he's by far the best player in the league. You can debate me all you want about it. Say this, say that. I don't give two craps. Jokic is by far better, and he should get MVP this year, too.
So, he's the best passing big man ever. Arguably the most skilled big man ever.
He's the best passer in the league right now.
Recently, he's acting like the best shooter in the league.
He's been
the best player in the NBA for at least 3 years, despite him having no athleticism and being slower than Kyle Anderson. If you are taken what you are given in Nikola Jokic, he is given no athleticism, size, strength, and he turned that into one of the most skilled players in the NBA, regardless of size, and he turned that into a ring. He turned that into multiple MVPs. He should get another one this year. Argue with the wall.
Yeah,
should get
exactly.
another one this year. But, yeah, for me, that's why, even though I do believe his prime is going to extend a lot longer, and I do believe we're still early in his career, I think he's warranted already a top 20 spot. And, yeah, I agree with you. I think he could be top 10 by the end of his career. I would like to see at least one more ring.
At least one more
ring. But if not, then I don't see anything wrong with the early 10 to 15 range by the end.
Yeah. My 19 is Moses Malone. So, obviously, he read off his stats earlier. This dude was dominating his era with rebounds. He was one of the most physically dominant players. 3-time MVP. I combine the All-Stars with ABA and NBA. 13-time All-Star. 6-time rebound leader. 4-time All-NBA first team. 1-time champion. And 1-time Finals MVP. This dude was... he was really a textbook big man back in the day. I was tempted to put Jokic over him, but... I mean, not yet. I think his stats are just too good. He has 13 All-Stars and 3 MVPs and a Finals MVP. That's pretty much what Jokic has, but less All-Stars.
Yeah, so. I'm going to go with my 19. You talked about him earlier. I'm going to go with Dirk. He's the... you've read off his stats. I'm not going to repeat it again, but he's the greatest shooting big man ever. He has one of the most unstoppable moves of all time, one of the most iconic moves of all time in that fadeaway. He has the most iconic Finals run of all time. And on top of that, he is the most loyal player by far in all of basketball history. By far. Steph Curry is not as loyal as Dirk because he started winning early and he didn't really have to suffer much. So I know that's a harsh way to put it. Kobe requested a trade. So based on that alone, he's not going to be the most loyal player ever. Who else? Out of the superstars, of course. I can't remember off the top of my head, but he is the most loyal player ever.
Bill Russell and all them, I guess.
I'm not going to count that because he won. He won so early that it's like, where is he going to go? Is he going to go to... it's either Celtics or Lakers. You only have two teams if you're great at that point.
Oh, Tim Duncan.
He started winning from the jump too. So you can't really compare it because Dirk, he had to wait a while. Dirk was... he wasn't good. His team wasn't good for the first good amount of years on the Mavs, and he really stuck it out with his organization, and he brought them a ring. So to me, no trades requested, no drama, not winning right off the bat with a great team. And so for me, that's the most loyal player ever, and that's just on top of everything else that I listed before, and Jackson listed before.
You think he's that much higher than Dwayne Wade?
I would have to say so because Dwayne Wade, as you said, he might be the greatest Robin, but at the end of the day, he was a Robin. And Dirk is Batman.
That's fair. Well, my 18 spot, this might come a little shocking. I have Kevin Garnett. This dude is one of the best defensive players of all time. Him and like Tim Duncan are like two really, really good defenders. He averaged 17.8 points, 10 rebounds, and 3.7 assists. One-time champion, one-time MVP, 15-time All-Star, one-time Defensive Player of the Year, 9-time All-Defensive First Team, and 9-time All-NBA. This dude on the defensive side of the ball was so dominant, and his Timberwolves days, he was carrying it. He was waiting for them to build a team around them, and they just wouldn't give him any pieces, so he went to the Celtics, got a competable team around him.
Competable is the understatement. An understatement. And by the way, that team lost to LeBron with no help.
Yeah. But Kevin Garnett is still top 18 of all time, in my opinion. Bro is a dominant player.
Yeah, I didn't put Kevin Garnett, and it was a conscious decision, too. It wasn't, spots didn't run out, like D. Wade and like Kawhi, like them two. Those two, it was like, okay, the spots are running out. With Kevin Garnett, it was a conscious decision not to put him on. And it's nothing against him. I just, based on his resume, I don't think he's over.
All defensive first teams?
I just don't think he's over. I listed David Robinson. I don't know how you have him ahead of David Robinson.
David Robinson, you could say the same thing about, like, they both didn't win at their point of careers. But David Robinson could have won. Dude, this dude, Kevin Garnett, was on the Timberwolves, and he was averaging crazy numbers. But he had no help at all. So he had to leave, and once he left, he got a championship.
Yeah, but David Robinson was almost the same caliber defender, if not the same caliber defender. And he was also just as dominant on the offensive side of the ball, being a scoring champion. So I just don't think that he can be above David Robinson. For me, David Robinson is last. He's 25 on the list. So, I'm definitely going to have David Robinson over Kevin Garnett, because I just feel like they're not the exact same class of player, but they're very similar in their resume and their strengths, and I just think that David Robinson is better at his strengths than Kevin Garnett is at his, and since they both have the same strengths.
I think on the offensive ball, KG was a little better, though.
You think Kevin Garnett was better on the offensive side of the ball?
I think at least in his prime. And, like, with the Timberwolves, he was disgusting.
David Robinson has an MVP, and he's a scoring champion with a 71-point game.
This dude's team was poverty.
Yeah, but it's even more. You're getting more looks, more shots.
That's why he was averaging monster numbers.
Yeah, he wasn't a scoring champion. He didn't have a 71-point game. He wasn't an MVP.
Bro, he was going against LeBron.
Not every single game of the regular season.
I'm talking about, like, scoring champions, stuff like that. He was going against LeBron, like, likes of KD. He was going against dominant scorers.
Yeah, in 1994, there was a dominant scorer, I know, in 1994.
I mean, I guess, yeah, Michael Jordan is up there. But there was, I don't know. You can interchange them. I don't really care. He's number 18 on my list.
All right, so number 18 on my list, Julius Irvin. 30,000 points, over 10,000 rebounds, 1,000 assists, 50% from the field, 3 rings, 2 of them coming in the ABA, 4 MVPs, 3 of them coming in the ABA, 7-time All-NBA, 5-time first team, 5-time All-ABA, 4-time first team, 16-time All-Star, 5 in the ABA. He was the first player who could truly play above the rim, similar to Jordan, but nowadays everyone can play above the rim. But he was the first. He had the athleticism that we just look on Instagram today and scroll right past because it's nothing impressive. But back then, it was extremely impressive. He was the first to do it, and he's an icon for Philly. He's a 4-time MVP in both the leagues. He was truly the greatest player. He probably advanced basketball more than most give him credit for. But, yeah, that's why I have him at my 18.
I think he's a little low on your list. I have him at 15.
Okay. It's pretty close. Pretty close.
But, you going to go 17?
All right, 17.
I have Isaiah Thomas.
I don't have him at all.
Even Jordan said he was like a top 3-point guard of all time.
Yeah, and Jordan kicked him off the dream team. So I don't know what Jordan's talking about. I don't know.
Because he was losing to him. I mean, he was just pissed off. But this dude, I think it's kind of crazy how you don't have him.
Don't have him.
That's insane. He was averaging 19.2 points, 3.6 rebounds, and 9.3 assists. He led a dynasty. 12-time NBA All-Star, 2-time NBA Champion, 1-time Finals MVP, and a 5-time All-NBA. I think this guy, like, for his era, he was, like, one of the only people that were, like, so-called, like, challenging Jordan. And he was leading the dynasty that was bringing him down. So, I mean, I feel like that's for sure warranted a top 25 spot. In my case, number 17.
Okay, and my 17, I'm going to go another point guard here, Oscar Robinson. And
that's going to love.
Okay, you have Oscar Robinson higher.
I have him higher.
Okay. Where do you have him?
I have him 14.
All right, well.
I mean, it's close.
It is close. It's within 3, same tier. Oscar Robinson, almost 27,000 points, 8,000 rebounds, 10,000 assists, 48.5% from the field, one ring, one MVP, 11-time All-NBA, 9-time first team, 12-time All-Star. He was the original triple-double machine. He was the NBA leader in assists 6 times. He was Magic before Magic. I have him over Russ because Russ is one of those guys where the spots ran out.
Russell Westbrook?
Yeah, Russell Westbrook.
He wasn't even close to making my list.
Russ Westbrook is close to making my list.
No, not for me.
Yeah, I have, but anyways, I have Oscar in and Russ out because Oscar has more of a well-rounded game. He has a higher efficiency, and the fact that he's putting up these numbers in an era where nobody is putting up these numbers. Nowadays, Jokic is averaging pretty much a triple-double and no one bats an eye. So nowadays, these stats feel kind of inflated. And this is why I have Oscar Robertson so high. Well, according to Jackson, not very high.
Yeah.
But I have him high compared to Russ because of the inflation of the stats, the well-rounded game, the higher efficiency. And, yeah, he was doing this in an era where nobody was doing this.
Yeah, you said what you had to say. Number 16, I have Jerry West. Disclaimer. I wanted to put him lower, but I gave him the benefit of the doubt because he's the logo, and he was one of the best in his time. But if you lose in the finals 9 times, bro, nah, dude, you were very close to not making my list, but I was being a little bit, you know, I gave him a little bit of the benefit of the doubt. But he averaged 27 points, 5.8 rebounds, 6.3 assists, 14-time All-Star, 1-time champion. He's 1-10 in the finals. 10-time All-NBA first team, 4-time All-Defensive first team, and a Finals MVP. I think the defense wasn't really that good. He was just one of the better players because he was playing with plumbers. So I take that as you will.
Yeah, he actually, we're on 16 right now, but he was my 15, so I'm just going to give a quick spiel for him, and we'll skip. I'll skip past my 15. But anyways, he's the logo. He's the greatest player of his time. He is the only player to win Finals MVP on a losing team. You mentioned all those finals he lost, but he won a Finals MVP on a losing team. So that's just insane to me. He was nicknamed Mr. Clutch for many of his game winners, including one from the opposite free throw line, almost full court. Unfortunately, back then, they didn't even have a three-point line, so it counted for two, and they went into overtime. But he averaged 30-plus multiple years in his career, which is absolutely insane in this period. I know today we have like 10 players in the NBA averaging 30-plus or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But back then, that's absolutely insane. No one's averaging those numbers. Those are Wilt numbers. We'll get to Wilt next episode. But that's why I have him.
One of us is going to get him this episode.
Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy.
We're going to 10, right?
Yeah, we want to 10. Okay, yeah, so that's why I have him at my 15. But going backwards here, my 16, as you mentioned, your 16 was Jerry. My 16 was Elgin Baylor. 23,000 points, 11,400 rebounds, 3,600 assists. No rings, no MVPs.
Like, how was he that high?
No rings,
MVPs,
no
MVPs.
Well, it's just because he was the in the air with Kareem. He was in an era with all these guys who were pretty much racking up the MVP every single year. Back then, apparently, there was no voter fatigue, so they could just give it every single year to the same guy. I hope we can do that now with Jokic.
Yeah,
but,
honestly.
Yeah. Are we considered NBA media? Can we get a vote?
Yeah, honestly. Let us get a vote.
I'd vote for Jokic in a
heartbeat.
Y'all
subscribe.
But, yeah, he is 10-time first-team All-NBA. That's why he's so high. For an entire decade, he was the first-team All-NBA player, 11-time All-Star. He was the Michael Jordan, Dr. J, before they were a thing. He averaged 38-18 in a season. That's why he's so high. He averaged 38-18 in a season while serving in the military reserves. So he was the greatest player to never win a ring in NBA history. The Lakers won a ring the same year he retired. So honestly, just very unlucky. Probably the unluckiest player in NBA history. He could have stayed one more year. He wasn't truly washed at that point. He just might have been exhausted. So that's why he's 16. He could be top 10. He has a few rings, but no.
But he teamed up with Wilt Chamberlain and Jerry West, and they lost. So that's kind of like what I held him against. So I'm just like, if you don't have any rings or MVPs, you're not cracking my top 25. That's just kind of my thought process on it.
All right.
But my number 15 is Julius Erving. Like you said earlier, he's a guy who transitioned the league. Like, he was really good.
Yeah.
And he was pretty much the Michael Jordan before Michael Jordan. He was going up, dunking on people. Crazy stuff. He set his stats already. He is a 4-time MVP and a 3-time champion. Bro was dominating. That's all I got to say. Number 15, he just exceeded the game.
Yeah, so 14. I have Hakeem Olajuwon.
That's low. No, it's not low.
Low.
I'm not 11.
That's 3 spots away. Yeah, we seem to be on that 3 spots away.
Yeah
like he's 3 clubs ahead of me, too. But, yeah, anyways. 27,000 points, almost 14,000 rebounds, 3,830 blocks, most all time, over 2,100 steals, most by center of all time, over 51% from the field, 2 rings, 1 MVP, 12-time All-NBA, 6-time first team, 9-time defensive, all-defensive selections, 5-time first team. He was the most skilled big man of his time, and maybe all time, but I know we have Jokic today. But he got back-to-back titles without a super team with the Rockets. Say what you will about Jordan not being in the league. Jordan being suspended. I mean, Jordan going to baseball.
That's crazy.
Jordan being suspended for gambling. But, yeah. So he got back-to-back titles without a super team in the Rockets. You had Kenny on that team. Kenny from inside the NBA.
Sorry.
Kenny is not a superstar. Kenny is not a superstar. But, yeah, that's why I have him at 14. I know you had him a little bit higher, but it seems like we're in the same tier here.
Yeah, we're pretty close. My number 14 is Oscar Robertson. He transformed the game. Triple-double king, original one. He's a one-time champion, one-time MVP, 12-time All-Star, one-time All-NBA, 6-time assist leader, like you said. This dude was Mr. Triple-Double, and he was rotting away with the Kings for a while, and he had those Bucks years. He has one championship. He's a really good player. Original Mr. Triple Double. All I gotta say about him.
Yeah, and next up, the second Malone of my list, Carl. 37,000 points, third all time at this point. 15,000 rebounds, 5,200 assists, 51.5% from the field, 2 MVPs, 14-time All-NBA, 11-time first team, 14-time All-Star, 4-time All-Defensive team, 3-time first team. The only thing he's missing are the rings and jail time for raping that 13-year-old.
Yeah, no comment there. I already said I wasn't going to comment about that
freak.
My number 13, I got Kevin Durant. 27.2 points, 7 rebounds, and 4.4 assists. 2-time NBA champion, 2-time Finals MVP. MVP...
Wait, you said Kevin Durant?
Yeah, Kevin Durant.
As your 13?
Yeah.
Okay. I have him at 12, so there we go.
15-time All-Star, 2-time... I don't know why that's on there. So 2-time All-Star Game MVP. Like, anybody cares about that. 6-time All-NBA First Team and 5-time Second Team. And he got Rookie of the Year, too. I don't know why I have this many stats on Kevin Durant. But this dude... The only knock I have on him is that he had to go to the Warriors to win a championship. I think if he would have stuck with OKC, I think they could have maybe got over the hump one year and maybe won the finals. But he didn't. That seems to be the common denominator with Kevin Durant. He doesn't really wait, and now he's on the Suns, and now he's waiting. Worst situation that he's ever been in. But this dude...
I don't know. The Nets was pretty bad.
Yeah, the Nets was pretty bad. They were all injured all the time. But... Undoubtedly, one of the best scorers of all time, if not the best scorer of all time. 7 foot, can do it all on the offensive end. And he was really, really solid defensively in his prime. Those years that they won the championships, really solid. He's worth the top 13 on my list.
Yeah, and for me, he's 12, so I'm just going to get straight into it. He is the greatest scorer of all time. You could also say he revolutionized how the NBA... takes advantage of taller players today. Nowadays, if you're 7 foot, you're playing the wing. If you're 7 foot, you're a 2.
You got to be able to shoot the ball.
Yeah, you got to be able to shoot the ball. I'm not gonna say this is 100% credited to KD, but he definitely did have a say in how their role in the modern era. The fact that they're allowed to dribble the ball up the court. The fact that they're allowed to ISO, one-on-one. Yeah. And Kevin Durant shows you why you should do that. And Wemby is just an extension of that. He's a four-time scoring champion, career 27-plus, and that's why he's my 12. Seems like we're pretty close on him, so that's good.
And he's he's the best Olympic player of all time.
Yes, yes. But this is, okay, yeah. This is NBA rankings. Yeah. But if we did basketball rankings, we'd have to include women, and I'm just not going to.
Yeah, we're not doing that. Wait, why would we have to include them? They wouldn't make any list.
Yeah, well, I'm not putting Sue Bird above Oscar Robinson.
Yeah, facts. All right, you're going to go. Wait, who's your 13?
My 13 is Karl Malone. My 12 is Kevin Durant. So get into your 12 real quick.
My 12 is Wilt Chamberlain.
Oh. Oh, okay, my goodness.
All right, let's talk.
Let's talk.
This dude played in an era where it was one-on-one basketball, him versus Bill Russell, and Bill Russell BTA every single time they faced up against each other. And this dude from another podcast, I've heard, he doesn't even know if the 100-point game is real. How do we have only a piece of paper with crayon on it that says 100 points? We don't have any game film or anything. This dude, well, he averaged 30 points, 22 rebounds.
He averaged 50 points 1 year. It's ridiculous.
He had 4 assists, he had 4 MVPs, 13 All-Stars, 2 championships. Bro couldn't even win with Jerry West and Elgin Baylor. And he led the NBA in rebounding 11 of the 14 seasons he was in the league.
All right, let me scroll all the way up to find Wilt Chamberlain on my list real quick. But anyways, I do enjoy listening to that conspiracy theory about 100. I do know a good amount of supporting evidence about it. However, at the end of the day, it still is a conspiracy theory. I'm accounting as it being a real game. And so anyways, going to Wilt Chamberlain, 100-point game, 50.4 points per game on a season, 55 rebounds in a single game, 7'1 athletic big, who was a freak of nature. He forced rule changes, widening the lane, offensive goaltending, and this guy is...
If we're going off talent, he is 1,000% up there. But if we're going off greatness, this dude didn't have a lot of success. He should have had more.
He made the NBA the physical court because he was so dominant.
If he was so dominant, how does he not have so many more championships?
If MVPs? You average 50 points in a season, you are top five.
He played 14 seasons. He has 4 MVPs. Why does he not have a crap ton more? If he's by far the best player.
Because at that time, the year that he averaged 50, he didn't win MVP. But at that time, MVP was given to the best player on the best team, regardless of anything else. So that year, Elgin Baylor scored 38 and 18. He didn't win MVP either. That's ridiculous, but that's how it was back then. So it was just the best player on the team with the best record. And so the year he averaged 50, he didn't win MVP. Many of the other years, he had statistical dominance, and truly every type of dominance over the entire league, he didn't win MVP. Only the years where he was the best player on the best team would he win MVP. You can't just be the best player and at time win MVP.
Well, this is also... See, I base a lot of my ranking off greatness. This dude, Hakeem Olajuwon, I have him ranked above him. That's not even a bad take.
That's an awful take.
Hakeem Olajuwon won 2 NBA championships with mediocre supporting cast.
Awful. Mediocre competition. Second best player of all time,
bro,
was sitting out due to gambling. I mean, he was playing baseball.
All right, let's talk. This dude, Wilt Chamberlain, had three of your top 25 players of all time, and he couldn't win. Like, what are we talking about? This dude, when it came to the postseason, he was a dropper. You can have all the regular season stats you want to. I don't give a crap. You can average 50 points per game in a season. This dude was a playoff dropper, and he wasn't top 4, what you have him.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
No, it's not. This dude, Wilt Chamberlain, played with plumbers, and he won 2 championships.
That's insane.
Out of his 14th season. Bro, I get it, Bill Russell. Bro, Bill Russell owned this dude, bro. Like, what are we talking about? If this dude is so much
more... We're acting like it was a one-on-one. Like, bro, it was not a one-on-one.
This dude, Bill Russell, was 6'8". And this dude, Wilt Chamberlain, 7'1", 2'3". We don't know.
7'1".
7'1".
We think.
And... We think. That says a lot.
Well, so we don't know. Remember, there was a report that Jared Jackson was like 7 foot, and now he's like 6'9". So we don't really know anything anymore.
But, like, dude, like, my point is, if you're so good, you should be able to just dominate. If this is what we're talking about right now. This one team, Bill Russell's 6'8". You have 4 inches over him, and you're an athletic specimen. You're telling me you can't score over him? Like, I get it. Bill Russell is one of the best defenders of all time. But this dude, Wilt Chamberlain, is held to such a high regard that two championships, that's just crazy, bro. Like, I mean, you have to see where I'm coming from. And he was a playoff dropper.
He had 2 rings. We're acting like he had no rings. He had 2 rings.
But he was playing against teams where there was only one team competition, bro. It was them and the Celtics.
Yeah.
And then when he built a super team, quotation marks, they lost. And they didn't even do, like, good in the playoffs. They didn't play well. That's my point. That's just kind of, like, my thought process on it.
That's just crazy. You have him below Hakeem Olajuwon. That's just insane.
I don't think it's that crazy.
All right. You want to get into crazy. We're at 11?
Yeah.
Shaq.
See, that's even crazier. Like,
no, it's
like,
not.
Like, what are we talking?
No, it is not Shaq. This is the last one, by the way. We're gonna stop at 10. But yeah, Shaq. I love Shaq. Me and Shaq just had
obviously
a birthday yesterday.
You don't. Like,
but,
what?
Yeah, Shaq. All right, I'm gonna list off his stats real quick. 28,500 points, 13,000 rebounds, 3,000 assists somehow, 2,700 blocks, 58% from the field, 4 rings, 1 MVP. 3 Finals MVP, 14-time All-NBA, 8-time First Team, 15-time All-Star, 3-time Defensive Second Team. He is the most dominant player in NBA history. He is the only 2K player to reach 100 overall, even though that really doesn't matter. But he made every team on the NBA carry an extra big or two just to keep up with Shaq in fouls. He averaged 38 points per game and 16 rebounds in the 2000 Finals. And I believe that year he averaged 30 points in the regular season, too. So, yeah, that's why he's number 11. You're going to ask, why isn't he higher? That's purely because there's not enough spots. Everyone above the list is just in a different tier, except for the next two. So I have, I'll just spoil it real quick. Tim Duncan, Steph Curry, and Shaq, I believe they're all interchangeable. But the 8 that I have above him, I think they're at least one tier higher than Shaq.
I'm really high on Shaq. I have him close to my top 5. That might sound...
The highest I would put him, honestly, is,
like,
9.
You gotta think,
the,
like,
highest I would put him.
This dude was a playoff riser, too. He was dominating in finals appearances. And Kobe was a Robin for a while. Because this dude was so freaking dominant. Like, what are we talking about?
I don't think you can say Kobe was a Robin, because Kobe was the one that was getting Shaq his looks, too. It's not like Shaq was bringing up the ball like Jokic.
Yeah, I mean, you're right, but this dude was dominating so hard. He freed it up for a lot of other people, too, because they had to come double team. Like, this dude has, like you said, 3 Finals MVPs, and how is he not ranked above Wilt? Like, what?
What? Okay, we're not putting that... in there. We're not playing. He's a more dominant scorer. He has more finals MVPs, but he's just statistically, Wilt is, every time you see a crazy NBA stat nowadays, someone scored 30 points in a row for what, 30 games? That is insane. Wilt, I'm pretty sure he did that for few hundred games in a row consecutively. Hundreds of games in a row consecutively, scored 30 plus points. Every single game, not missing one. At some point, you have to triple team him, and he still can put up 30.
Bro, if you go back and watch the film, like, if there is any, bro, he's playing against people our size, bro.
Well, he's 7'1". He's going to make everyone look small. And by the way, the average height of humans and the taller height of humans... taller end of humans keeps getting taller. So back then, his 7'1"
that's
is
my
inflation.
Point. That's why he's
inflation
so
to
much.
Probably like 7'4", 7'5".
That's why he's dominating.
But,
so
are you gonna hold his height against him?
No, I'm okay. Not holding the plumbers against him. That's why his stats are so freaking dominant.
No, the it's whoever you are handed to, whatever circumstances
but,
you were handed in your era, you can't hold that against
and
somebody when he was
barely
born.
Won anything though.
Not barely won anything. He won multiple MVPs, multiple finals. He has a 50-point regular season average.
But
and he didn't win MVP that year.
But he
55 rebounds
but,
in a singular game.
But
as well.
He
100 points in a singular game.
We don't even know if that's real.
We're not gonna entertain conspiracy
but,
theories and assume that they're true. We have to assume that a 100 point game is real. All right,
but this dude allowed somebody else to get 11 rings. Like what? I don't know.
And that person is a very closely behind Wilt in my list.
See, that's already this is where you messed up again. But either way,
this is the perfect list.
No, no, it's not, dude.
NASA confirmed. It's perfect. It's just biblically accurate.
Either way, I mean, I'll go to my 11. My 11 to Hakeem Olajuwon. Like you said, I just think he was probably one of the most polished offensive players of all time. This dude was a 2-time champion, 2-time Finals MVP. And with a less supporting cast as Wilt, he still got it done. And I hold playoff success a lot in my rankings. And he was a riser. And that's why I have him above Wilt, because he was greater, probably, debatably, than Wilt. When it comes to like getting championships, playoff success, stuff like that. That's just my thought process on it.
All right, well, we're not going to get into 10, and we have to wrap it up real quick right here. But let us know down below what we got right, what we got wrong, and your predictions for our list, 1 through 10.
Tune in for part 2. Don't
yeah,
have to
part 2.
Part 2.
All right, it's been another episode of Silent Stories. I'm Ryan Eddy.
And I'm Jackson Snow.
And we'll catch you guys in the next one.